Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings.
And good Saturday afternoon. Thanks for tuning in to Catch Our Drift. Joining me in studio today, Julie Ryan.
Hello, everyone.
There you go. A little body language. It works, right? Well, Julie is our Vice President of Business Development at the Wellbridge Group, and she's going to be our guest this half hour. So, Julie, welcome.
Thank you.
Let me get through my intro here, and then we'll kind of dig into what you guys do at the Wellbridge Group. Okay, so if you're not familiar with The Drift, we normally talk about what I put on thedailydrift.com, and it's normally news and politics. Today, we're going to do a little business, which I think is good because we've got local businesses we need to support, so I'm glad you were able to come in today. But you can catch that information at thedailydrift.com, www.thedailydrift.com. And if you want to reach me, you can email me, gary@thedailydrift.com, or you can call me, 734-629-6010. And we'll have Congressman Tim Walberg in the second half hour of the show, so you'll also want to stay tuned for that as well. So, Julie, welcome to The Drift.
Thank you.
Good to have you along.
I'm delighted to be here.
Yeah. So the Wellbridge Group is recovery and wellness, right? So why don't you give me a quick rundown of what Wellbridge does and then maybe how it got started, because you guys now have six facilities in
the
area.
That's correct, yes.
Okay.
So the Wellbridge Group is post-acute rehabilitation and skilled nursing centers, and they are all less than 3 years old. So what we do is when people need to recover from an illness or a surgery after a hospitalization primarily, and they need some rehabilitation, they come to us for recovery and therapy and wellness, and then they go back home. So primarily we do short-term rehabilitation after a surgery or an illness that requires a hospitalization.
Now that's physical therapy then?
Yes.
And do you do the occupational therapy as well?
Yes, we do physical therapy, occupational therapy, and speech therapy.
Okay. And now you gave me a very nice tour of the Pinckney facility a couple of weeks ago. And wow, folks, I got to tell you, it's more like a fancy hotel than it is a place you would go. I mean, if I break a hip or something, and I'm reaching that age where it could happen, which is why my wife yells at me when I go skateboarding and stuff, right? I think I told you that story.
Right.
I'm not going to tell it on the air. It's a long, drawn-out story. But, yeah, I mean, literally, and I think I joked with you, if you guys don't make it in the physical therapy business, you could open a hotel there. It's that nice. You've even got the Starbucks down in the bistro, right?
Yes, yes. So all of our Wellbridges, they are designed for the baby boomers. So they are all very nice, state-of-the-art wellness centers, and they all have a Starbucks and a WB's Bistro. So our guests, we call our patients our guests. Our guests can go have a Starbucks, go to the bistro, have a soup and a salad, family members, staff enjoy it there, as well as we also give each one of our guests that comes a free massage. So they come in and they're, you know, not feeling that great after their rehospitalization. It just gets them rejuvenated. And if they like the massage therapy, they are all available to purchase additional massages. So.
Right. And for our, you know, this is not unusual for our audience because our audience is a little adult, older as a rule, and either have parents, men who might be aging and going through the knees, the hip replacements, those sort of things, or even, God forbid, heart attacks and that sort of thing where you have to get the recovery done. And so I can only tell people, if you haven't been to a Wellbridge facility, doggone it, go out and try just take a tour, right? And people can do that if you're thinking of doing it.
Absolutely. We are open 7 days a week, so feel free to drop in. You know, for tours, normal business hours are best, but we'll be happy to give you a tour any day of the week. There's always somebody there to give you a tour, but I just want to let the listeners know, too, that all of our centers are primarily private rooms. So you may be in need of services, you know, after a hospitalization, but you want your own room. A lot of older nursing home facilities have semi-private rooms primarily. All of our rooms are private with your own European-style shower. We have a few semi-private rooms available. Once in a while, we get a couple that wants to share a room. So we have a few of those available, but the majority of our rooms are private. They have a little desk area, so you can bring your laptop, and there's Wi-Fi throughout.
Right.
So,
it's, yeah, I like how you had the smart TVs in the rooms,
yes,
right? So you literally could hook the Skype up, right?
Yep.
And it's ready to go, so you could be sitting in your bed recovering and still talk with the family, or if the family had their TV at the dinner table or dining room, they could you'd literally be eating with your family. You
right.
Could.
We have had guests where their family members were out of state or the weather was bad, and they were able to Skype with their loved one or watch a wedding or a graduation because the family set up the camera, you know, so it was like they were there even though they were here with us recovering.
Right. And my favorite story I think you told me when you were there was we looked at the semi-private rooms, which are so big that they might as well be just a private room because they're really big. But you said there was that couple that came and they scheduled, was it their
hips?
Their hips together.
Yeah.
That's the ultimate senior date, I think.
Yes,
right
it
there,
is.
Right?
Yep.
Let's go get our hips done together and we can recover together and go through this together, which is a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You've been together 30, 40 years. You certainly probably don't want to spend a month apart going through recovery, right?
And it really is, you know, like a resort. So it's like going to a hotel that has therapy.
Yeah, it was a beautiful place. So let me ask you, people can't just take Gary's word for it. Where are the reliable sources that people can go and check you out versus other places?
Yes. So a great resource that I always recommend is www.medicare.gov/nursing home compare. So if you go to that website, because there are 446 facilities in the state of Michigan, you can put in your zip code and then all of the centers within a certain radius of your zip code will be listed. And so what I always tell people is to go there first. Look at the 5-star rating. It's a 5-star rating system that Medicare does. 1 is the worst, 5 is the best, so 3 is average. I always tell people to look at 3-star or higher because who would want to go to a facility that is less than average.
Right, right.
So go there, put in your zip code, bring up the facilities that are in your area or the area that you're looking to go to, and you will see the star rating. Look at the overall star rating, and that will tell you what kind of quality as far as staffing and survey, which is the inspections that we have, what type of quality care is going on in that building.
Okay, so staffing, health inspections.
Yes.
So that they're, because there's food being served there. You want to make sure your food's coming out of a clean, well-staffed kitchen where everything's being done properly.
Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the quality measures, of course, would be the medical-related stuff, right?
The nursing, yes, and the dietary and the housekeeping and laundry. They look at everything when they do an inspection,
Right. So when we're looking at quality measures, what data are they using to come up with those?
Okay, so quality measures include things like how have people that have come to your building improved in their physical function? What percent of your people have had to return to the hospital? How many have you sent to the emergency department from your facility? How many do you send back home to the community to live instead of, living at the facility? How do you manage pain and pressure ulcers, which is sort of another word is bed sores?
Yeah.
How many people fall when they're at your facility? What is your infection rate, your incontinence rate? How many physical restraints are you using? And are people losing weight or are they having weight maintenance instead of weight loss. And then they're always looking at vaccinations for pneumonia and flu. So those are some of the things that are looked at during an inspection that are used to calculate a facility's quality measure rating.
Yeah. What I really liked about the Pinckney facility, and I'm assuming the other ones are pretty similar, was the fact that, you know, I've been in nursing homes that it's where you're in a hospital, basically. It's kind of impersonal. It's kind of cold. It's not particularly comfortable. And yet, like I said, when I walked into your place, I was like, ooh, it's the spa. You know what I mean? Because it was really that nice. From the rooms, even the hallways were wide, beautifully decorated. Your eating area where the restaurant is and the bistro, just fantastic. So I was really, really surprised. I was probably one of the few times in my life where I wish I could get sick.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny that you said spa because each one of our locations has a spa. So you can get the full service salon, manicure, pedicure, you know, get your hair done. And like I said before, the massage therapy. So it is a full service salon and spa.
Right. So it really gives you that customer care, the customer centered service, as opposed to we're just getting you ready to kick you back out again. I mean,
right.
It looked that well. And your physical therapy room was, it looked like one of the best gyms I've ever seen.
Yes, and each one of our physical therapy departments has an Alter-G treadmill, which is developed by NASA. So what that is an anti-gravity treadmill, and a lot of professional athletes use these. And what it does is the guest gets into it, and it lifts them up with air. It's all computerized. It lifts their body weight up with air. So it can take 80% of your body weight off of your joints when you're doing your, you know, walking in the treadmill. So if you weigh 100 pounds, it's going to be like only putting 20 pounds worth of weight on your hip replacement or your knee replacement. So you can see that it's going to be a lot less painful,
right,
and people are able to move their joints better and recover quicker and go back home faster.
Yeah, it was quite an interesting. I mean, it caught my eye immediately. Like, whoa, what piece of science fiction is that sitting in there? And when you told me that, imagine taking 80% of your body weight away when you're walking, because even sometimes I'll get up off the couch and I'm a little sore and it hurts that first few 10 steps maybe, you know.
Right.
And to take away that pressure, which is what keeps people, a lot of times they don't want to do the work to get better.
Right.
You know, and it's because it's painful. Who, having a hip replaced or a knee replaced or anything like that, it's painful.
Right.
And that's the one thing that will really keep people, hold them back from, like, my sister's had knees replaced, and it's been very painful for her. And that makes me wonder. The next time I talk to her, I will ask, hey, did you have that type of a equipment available to you to do it? Because that probably would have helped, I'm sure.
Right. Yeah, so most of our people that come to us for a hip or a knee go home within 1 or 2 weeks. So it's a relatively fast recovery for that.
Okay, so how often is the website that updates, because we know things can happen, how often does that get updated so people know what the latest and greatest information is on a particular facility?
So Medicare.gov is updated monthly, and it's usually around the third or fourth Wednesday of the month. So I'm always going on the website every month and checking our competitors and looking at our five-star ratings. And I'm pleased to share with the listeners that of our six Wellbridge facilities, our overall five-star rating is 4.8 stars. So that is almost perfect.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. Well, let me take care of a little business here that I didn't take care of earlier in the show. Valentine's Day is coming. I don't know if you and your husband are going to go out anywhere, but if you do, try Burroughs Roadhouse, because Burroughs Roadhouse has just got one of the best atmospheres of any restaurant I've ever been to. It really is. You can reach them at 810-227-6000. And for Valentine's Day, which is February, actually they're doing a 10th and 11th comedy show and dinner combined, so you can get out there and do a little Valentine's dinner with your loved ones. And it's $50 per person. And, of course, drinks are additional to that. But that's the show and your dinner included. And February 3rd and 4th, which is tonight, if you haven't been out there for comedy show, it's a great place to go for comedy. Brian Aldridge is there tonight. He's the comedian. And they'll have a warm-up guy as well. But great place to see comedy. The food is great. The atmosphere is great. So check out Burroughs Roadhouse, 810-227-6000. Or you can go to their website, burroughs-roadhouse.com. That's burroughs-roadhouse.com. There, see, I boo-booed that up right at the beginning, but we got back to it. So let's go over the six facilities you do have. You want to talk about where they're located at?
Sure. So our first one is Wellbridge of Brighton, and that's on Door Road in Brighton. Then our next one is Wellbridge of Novi, and that's on 11 Mile Road in Novi. After that, we have Wellbridge of Romeo, and that's on Main Street in Romeo. Then came Wellbridge of Rochester Hills on Meadowfield Drive in Rochester Hills. Wellbridge of Fenton in Genesee County, that's on Pine Creek Drive. And then Wellbridge of Pinckney, which just opened in October, but we received our official opening just this past week, so we are now able to admit patients to Wellbridge of Pinckney. Medicare, Medicaid, private pay, auto insurance, work comp insurance. So
let's go over that for a minute, because you did tell me something that I think I knew a little about, but it still boggles my mind. When you open like that, so you get your first certification to open, but you've got to do a certain amount of work basically for free.
Yeah, right? So when you open a new building, there's a demonstration period where you have to demonstrate to the state of Michigan that you are ready to open, ready to take care of people. So they come in and they do the inspection of the building while there's nobody there, and then they give you the go-ahead, and then you bring in and maintain a census of around 10 patients, and you take care of them. Usually it takes a couple months. You take care of them for free. You don't bill for any services. And then they will come back. The state of Michigan comes back, looks at your records and looks at, you know, everything again and make sure that everything looks good. And then they give you the go-ahead to go ahead and admit people after you have your fire marshal inspections.
Right. So some lucky people manage to get in and get the recovery all done for free.
Yes.
I'm going to have to try and schedule my whatever.
When the next new build opens, we'll be opening. We're actually looking at 2018 to open another Wellbridge in Grand Blanc. So maybe you'll want to.
Well, I'm going to knock on wood and hope that.
Yes. And then another one in Clarkston. So
okay. Well, good.
In 2018. So two more already being built.
Wow. So you guys are growing. That's pretty lots of growth really fast.
Yes. Yes.
So is it because of the aging boomer population?
Yes.
That's why we're having this?
It is. Yep.
Yeah. Now, do you guys do anything else other than the rehab and the wellness? Is that it right now?
That's it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Right, great. Well, let me ask you. So what's the probably average? Is there an average length of time, or would it be based on whether it's a hip, a knee, a shoulder, whatever?
It does depend on the diagnosis, what the person is there for, because someone could come and need 6 weeks of IV antibiotics. So their length of stay would be longer. But typical, in general, everybody together, it's about 2 to 3 weeks.
2 to 3 weeks, mm-hmm. Which is a pretty substantial amount of time to be away from your home. And so I know that I can't even vacation for more than 2 weeks, and I want to be back home. So it's pretty important that the place you go to when you're in recovery, that, you know, how many hours a day does somebody actually do the therapy?
Well, it's really based on what they can tolerate, but usually 1 to 2 hours, 7 days a week. So, you know, they have time to do other things. One thing I wanted to mention, too, is that if you are there and you have a dog or, you know, a pet that you want to see, they are welcome. So your family member could bring them in to see you as long as they've had their vaccinations. And they can't stay there, but they can come for visits. We have activities every day. There's something going on. And if you're well enough where you can go out of, you know, and go to a store or something, you're not, required to stay there and not leave the building, you right. know, the whole time that you're there. So
yeah. So you can come and go as long yes. as you're up for it, I guess, at that point. But let me ask you this, and you guys also do the outpatient, which is a whole nother venue for you.
Yes. Yeah, so if you're going home and you still need a little extra therapy, you can come back to Wellbridge and work with the same therapist that you're already used to and continue to have your physical, occupational, speech therapy services while living at home.
Right. So if somebody is just getting a prescription for 4 weeks of therapy from the doctor for, say, their shoulder or whatever your hand is.
Occupational
mm-hmm. stuff. So people can actually use you like they would the ATIs or anyone else, right?
Yes.
They can come in and go to Wellbridge for that. I don't want people at home thinking this is just, you know, the catastrophic hip and knee thing. This is, if you have any therapy coming that your doctor is prescribing for you, you can certainly call up Wellbridge and get it done there as well. And it's a great facility. That's, you know, if I had a hand, shoulder, whatever going on, I think I'd call you guys before I'd be anywhere else, because it's such a beautiful facility.
It is. It's very comfortable. I tell everyone that I would stay at any of our buildings without hesitation. They're very nice. The staff is great. It's mostly registered nurses that we hire, and so we can take care of those higher medical conditions, higher needs, and the food is awesome. We have chefs that we bring in, so it's not institutional food. It's really restaurant-style food. And
tell us about the chef at Pinckney, because you were telling me when I was visiting there that you...
So he has experience from down in Louisiana, and during our open house, it was just phenomenal. He had some really, really elaborate dishes, and it was really wonderful. So everyone loves the food, and if you're going to be there for any length of time, the food is very important.
Yeah, I mean, that's what kind of just, as we're talking here, I'm thinking to myself, oh my gosh, if I had 2 hours of therapy a day, and I'm going to sleep maybe 8 hours a day, that's 10. I still got 12 hours a day that I have to spend in the facility. Even if I leave and go to the bookstore or out for a movie or out whatever, I've still got to spend, you know, basically another 10 hours, waking hours, mind you, in the facility, either knocking around the hallways or at the bistro or something, or in my room.
Or in the game room.
Or in the game room. We forgot about the game room, didn't we?
Yeah, there's a multi-generational game room in most of our buildings. They have slot machines and foosball tables right. and pinball machines. So lots of different types of games for our guests or for, you know, visitors.
Okay. So let's put you, what differentiates you then among all the things that we've talked about? What else might you would say would differentiate you from the competition?
Well, none of our competition has the amenities like we've talked about. So that is, you know, one of the things, a major thing. Our 5-star rating is among the highest in the state. So I compare monthly our Wellbridge facilities with other companies, and we are the highest among, I would say, the 10 companies that I compare to in Southeast Michigan. So our quality is phenomenal. And then our whole philosophy of care, we want all of our guests to have an epic stay. An epic stands for excellence, passion, innovation, and care. So those are the 4 things that our company really focuses on, and we really strive to have all of our guests really enjoy their stay as much as possible and recommend, and we have many customers who come back again if they're having another procedure that they, you know, have enjoyed and recovered well and went home and would come back to us and do come back to us for care in the future.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit, I don't know how much you can say, about your owner or ownership anyways, because you guys aren't that massive national company. You guys are a local company that is growing and doing very well. One owner, group of owners?
Yeah, there's 5 men.
Okay.
5 men.
All right, well, give your contact number because we're out again. Shall we use the 517?
You can use my cell phone number.
Okay.
It's 517-404-8099, and anyone can feel free to call me for questions or tours or anything.
Okay, great. Well, Julie, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
We'll do it again.
Thanks.
Take care. And we'll see you all on the other side of the break.
People are always on the move, driving to work, hauling the kids to practice. How do they keep up to date? They listen to Wham Talk 1600 just like you. If you're a business owner, your message can reach these people wherever their travels take them. People tune to Wham Radio for intelligent conversation with hosts like Joe Pags, Glenn Beck, Theron X, and Dana Lesh. And they'll stay tuned for your message as well. Call 734-971-1600 today and advertise your business on Wham Talk 1600 and whamradio.com.
News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. The president's travel ban is temporarily blocked by a federal judge at some airports. Confused travelers. Fox's Will Carr is at Los Angeles International.
We've seen a steady flow of international passengers coming, and they tell us that they're happy that the ban has been suspended. They're scared that it may go back into effect. If some people who are coming in from countries that were never banned tell us they were concerned about whether they would actually get into the country.
The president at the so-called Winter White House, Mar-a-Lago in Florida, where protests are expected.
Over 2,000 people signing up on Facebook. There are some security concerns about blocking off entrances and exits to Mar-a-Lago.
Fox's Steve Harrigan. The Los Angeles police just announcing there have been arrests made in a 1993 fire that killed 10 people, including 7 children. And volunteers are scrambling to find homes for hundreds of wild horses in South Dakota. Fox News. We report. You decide.
This is Mark with Ashelman Equipment. Need help with your property maintenance? Ashelman Equipment has LS tractor loaders ready to go. Power steering and hydro transmissions make driving fun and easy for the whole family. Want to stay out of the weather? Cab tractors with heat and AC in stock. Buckets, forks, snow blades are changed with just a pull of a lever. LS Tractor is the highest quality tractor in the U.S. and number one in customer satisfaction. Awarded by EDA for 2015 and again in 2016. Highest quality, more features standard, 5-year warranty, free loader, and 1.59% financing qualifying. Ashelman Equipment in Whitmore Lake is at exit 50 on US 23, just north of Ann Arbor. Call 734-994-6000. That's 734-994-6000.
The UPS Store in the Coventry Commons Shopping Center in Canton is your one-stop shop for all your packing and moving needs. Owner Gail Berry and her team are certified packing experts. Packing materials and boxes are available for the do-it-yourselfers. Freight shipping services are available along with custom crating for fragile items. 43311 Joy Road at Morton Taylor in Canton. Mention Wham for 10% off shipping.
This is Theron saying visit my Tea Party Patriot pal Gail at the UPS Store.
It's been 5 years since we met Kelly Brighton, just before her weight loss surgery.
I was almost 300 pounds. Because of the Michigan Bariatric Institute, I've lost the weight. I now have the tools to keep it off. I'm a better mom, I am a better wife, and I'm just a better Kelly Brighton, I think.
Begin your journey. Try a free monthly educational seminar at St. Joe's Livingston. Visit stjoeshealth.org/MBI to learn more.
You're listening to The Drift on Wham Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And good Saturday afternoon. Thanks for tuning in, catching The Drift with me, and joining me in studio, Ipsy Ed. Good to see you come in, man.
Yeah,
I didn't think you were
here.
Coming.
Well, you know. Yeah, yep.
Good to have you
managed
aboard.
Managed to get done with work in time. And
yeah.
It was good listening to
Julie
from Wellbridge. Yeah,
yeah, yep. Yeah, great. Well, let me take care of a little business. Our sponsor this half hour, Dalton Environmental Cleaning, when clean air matters. 25 years of quality guaranteed in their work. 1-877-DALTONS or 1-877, that's 325-8667, 8667. Or you can go to DaltonEnvironmentalCleaning.com. Getting those ducts clean. I'm lucky now. I
whack,
live in a house
whack,
that...
Whack.
Not ducts.
Oh, oh.
Ducts.
Oh, oh.
Getting your ducts... And I tell you what, if you got to give them a call. You will not believe what is in your air ducts. My previous house, I had the air ducts cleaned, and oh my gosh, the stuff that was in those ducts after 40 years was just disgusting. And so if you're one of those people with allergies, or you got pets, you got stuff like that, stuff gets dragged into your system with that heating and cooling going on. So make sure you get your air ducts cleaned. Try it once a year or something. Right now they've got $25 coupon in the current. So give Dalton's a call, 1-877-DALTONS or 325-8667, or go to their website, daltonenvironmentalcleaning.com. Joe Gannon, who I think Joe – is Joe still on?
No.
No, Joe's gone. But Joe Gannon, appliance doctor here, used to recommend them, and they've got state-of-the-art equipment.
Huh? I used them just a few months ago at my offices, in my offices.
Oh, Dalton's you did?
Yeah, had them come out.
See, it's working already.
And you know how I heard about them? On Wham.
Oh, well, there you go.
And I said, you know, we'll give you a shot. I was looking at quotes, and they came out, and this, the AC would come on, and dirt was falling on some people's desks, and so we had them come out, clean everything, problem gone.
Yep, that's unacceptable. So, so give Dalton's a call. Great, great company, great people, and get it done, man. Use them. All right, let's bring our guest, 7th District Congressman Tim Walberg. Tim, welcome to the show.
Good to be on, Gary.
Hey, Tim, before we go anywhere, let me thank you for probably and my brother as well, for one of the greatest weekends 2 weekends ago when we came to the inauguration, thanks to you. That was so awesome. I really appreciate that.
Well, Sue and I sure enjoyed hosting you, and especially your two wives at the
Let's clarify that. My wife and my brother's wife. Ed just looked at me and like, what are you, a Mormon? You got two wives? No, but it was awesome, Tim. It really was. So Ed wanted to start something real quick with you. Ed, did you have a question for Tim?
Well, too. Tim, when can you expand the boundaries of your district to cover my district?
We need a little gerrymandering going.
Yeah, we do.
The Democrats, I guess, are mounting a challenge right now to what they call the gerrymandered system. I don't know how you do that in Michigan, because we're a voters' rights state, which requires very careful consideration under the law for minority-majority districts to make sure that minorities are taken care of well. And then we have a system whereby which the Supreme Court ultimately makes the decision on whether or not it meets all the requirements for redistricting. And that's been done with no questions for the past at least two redistrictings. And I would love to have you in my district, but I think probably the easiest way is for you to move.
Not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Well, the other is, what do you think of the articles that have come out recently about the CRA, and how do you see that affecting the political climate?
Well, the CRA is something that was given to Congress as a tool by which we can control very recent past, because it's a very fine line as far as the number of days from passage of a rule or regulation that comes from the executive branch of government to the point of time that Congress has to make a decision on looking back at that and rescinding it. If we see that it was undertaken in an improper way and done really in a midnight rule type process whereby it was ducked in under the cover of darkness at the last moments of a presidency, and it wasn't given the opportunity really to have say by Congress. And so that's what we've been doing. I think now we've passed, as of yesterday, four different CRAs dealing with environmental issues, dealing with the most interesting one was one dealing with the IRS that gave the Internal Revenue Service the opportunity to call into question a veteran's right to keep and bear arms if indeed they had put under supervisorship. Just because you're old and just because you think it'd be good for my oldest son or daughter to make some financial decisions for me, some care decisions for me.
Cashing a check.
Doesn't mean you ought to have the right to take away my Second Amendment constitutional rights. So we passed that CRA yesterday, and that will go on to the Senate, all of them. It doesn't take a 60-vote requirement. It simply takes a 51-vote majority to pass this. The Senate, if they do it, then goes to the President, and he signs it. So we have several more coming up next week. I have two of my own that'll deal with some labor issues, and all of these things were rules that were put in just because the president could at the very last part of his administration. We're talking of days and up to hours of his administration going out. So it's responsibility of the Article I powers of Congress to say yes or no to that, and we are going to say no, step back, and let's do it the right way.
Yeah. Now, the Kimberly Strassel article said that it goes back 6 months, but then I was listening to another gentleman saying that he thought that if there hadn't been congressional approval, even in the last few years, that if there has been no approval, then those rules or orders could be rescinded by Congress. Am I hearing that right?
Well, there'll be some debate on it, but right now we're going to go back as far as we can with the particular rules that we believe are detrimental to either freedom or the expansion of economy in this country. And we certainly have the right to do that. The Senate has the right to oppose it if they choose, and the president has a right to not sign it. But I think we're working out between the two houses and the president those items that we believe all three houses will work it together on and pass. And I can tell you that leadership is looking for as broad a opportunity to look back as possible, but we do have to still look at it in light of understanding that there could be court challenges too.
Well, thank you.
So, Tim, let's talk about the one big elephant that at least that's what the media wants to make it look like this last week, and that's the executive order, the alleged travel ban. I don't think we really call it a travel ban. It's more the hold, right? What's your take on that? The media seems to be blowing this, in my book, way out of proportion.
Well, yeah, of course they will. They are in opposition to this presidency. They will continue to be in opposition, and they'll report what they want, primarily report any time Donald Trump makes a misstep, misstatement, or any of his administration, or when a court like what took place yesterday in Washington State comes out and says this so-called travel ban, this immigration executive order is illegal. That will be defended and fought. And I think in the end, what the president has done, though it may have been rolled out a little sloppy, but when you don't have confirmation of people that would look at this first, like a secretary of state and attorney general, the Democrats have been holding that up till this week and are holding up other nominees, that can be a problem. But all he did was say, like Barack Obama did with Iraq a couple of years ago, that there will be a hold put on until we have the assurance that our vetting procedures are capable of protecting United States citizens from terrorists using immigration or refugee policy to come into this country.
Didn't Jimmy Carter do something similar?
Jimmy Carter did something similar as well. Many presidents have done it for protection of the country. They're generally limited in time, and this is limited in time as well. We're talking about 90 days and 120 days, and specifically seven countries. And it's not a religious ban because the largest Muslim countries, Indonesia and India, we're not banning them from traveling in. We're looking at countries where terrorists have come from, and terrorists are still being trained, and terrorists are being given assets and the ability to commit their war on freedom and promote the war of terror. So that's all it was doing. We have the words of Comey and other top defense, homeland security, and intelligence officials that spoke to us, all members of Congress, both sides, both parties. This was about 6 months ago when we initiated a ban on any further refugees coming in from Syria at the time. When under direct questioning, all of those officials, including Comey, the FBI, said, no, we cannot give assurance that our vetting process will meet the requirements to protect United States citizens. And so we put through a resolution at that time calling for a complete halt until those the three FBI Homeland Security and CIA could give us an assurance themselves that they would sign that a vetting process is in place that would meet the needs of making sure that not 100%, but almost 100% fail-safe, we could vet terrorists from coming in. They couldn't do that. That was submitted, and then ultimately courts threw that out. And so we've been in the situation we are right now. And I'm glad this president stepped up the plate and did what he did. And I think ultimately the one court in Washington will be overthrown. The Boston court upheld the travel ban and took the injunction off. And so it's going to be a legal thing back and forth. But first and foremost, we're to protect the citizens of this country. And then we can say what we'd love to say: give us your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to be free. And that's crucial, that they yearn to be free in a country that's called America, and they love America, and they want to be Americans, and they want to live like Americans, and they want to honor the laws and the Constitution that we have here as well.
Yeah, I'm looking at U.S. Customs and Border Protection data here, Tim, and it's saying since that executive order was issued, 940 people, that's it, 940 people with visas from seven countries were affected by the order. And then there was another 1,600 waivers were already granted for legal permanent residents, which is kind of making up for that issue that people had with being right. The green card holders. And then the 81 visa holders were also granted waivers. So you're talking, I mean, let's be honest, since 2001, how many billions of flights and millions of Americans have been affected by this? You know, on a normal day, probably thousands of people are inconvenienced just due to the airlines losing luggage or TSA doing the procedures that they do. And yet the media and the left want to blow this up like, oh, God forbid, he's ruining our country. It drives me insane.
Yeah, of course, again, it's a pushback against what the people decided in this election. And they went against all parties on the other side, progressive liberals, just thought that it would be impossible for a guy like Donald Trump to be elected. But they misread, as a lot of politicians, myself included, I'll admit that, right from the get-go, during the early stages of the campaign process, I didn't have one belief that Donald Trump would ultimately be our candidate, let alone president. But as time went on, began to see what he was saying and what the people were hearing, who wanted America returned to their control again and wanted to be listened to again, and one of the freedom in America that we thought we had under the Constitution to be reasserted, Donald Trump was elected, except for New York City and Los Angeles and places like that. It was overwhelmingly the will of the American people that this man be our president. And he's doing exactly what he said he would do. And if you look at that executive order and others he's done, they are simply doing what he said he would do and what normally would be considered part and parcel of being a president who took an oath of office with his hand upraised and the other on a Bible saying, I will defend this country against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And so we'll see how it wears out here. But I think in the end, his resolve and the resolve of the majorities in Congress will uphold it, and America will get back to being what it is supposed to be, and legal immigrants and refugees will find care in various ways in this country, and Americans will feel much more safe.
Yeah, and luckily, Tim, we're seeing articles about UAE and some other Muslim countries that are saying, you know, we're fine with that. You're doing what makes sense, and they've been doing it anyways, right? Because correct me if I'm wrong, UAE, Qatar, and Saudi Arabia still haven't taken any refugees, have they?
That's correct. That's correct.
I mean, if other Muslim countries that are right there, majority, more than it's unanimous, because you're not allowed to be Jewish or Christian and worship like that in those countries, if they're not taking refugees and yet they expect us to, it just boggles my mind. And so these countries are also agreeing with Trump. And even here at home, now there was a story this week. A young man said that Donald Trump's executive order actually caused his mom to die. Well, it came out that it was fake news. That was on Fox News, I think. But we've got a track from an imam, and I want you to hear this because I think it should prop us up that feel the way you and I do. Derek, you got track three. It's the last one. You got that one ready? Listen to this, Tim, because it's very heartening to hear this from an imam in Dearborn.
Okay. His mom died.
We caught up with the imam Wednesday at the mosque.
She did die after 2 days, but that was a couple weeks ago, before the ban.
Imam Husham al-Husseini says Mike Hagar contacted him on January 19th to tell him his mother was very sick with her kidney disease and they were going to Iraq to be with her. She died there January 22nd. Another mosque here even held a prayer service in her honor. Unsure about why Mike lied, the imam did want to address the general unrest over the travel ban, the weekend chaos for travelers, the protests at the airports. The imam, who voted for President Trump, calling for calm and patience.
There is a confusion and there is a mix-up. They have to distinguish between good refugees and bad refugees. And if this is what it takes to stop them for a while, to screen them, that's fine. This is for the security of the country.
All right. That made me, when I heard that.
That's Tim, fake news. That's
that made me feel so much better because even I get jaded, right? You know me. I'm scared to death that the jihad, whether it's soft jihad or violent extremist jihad, is coming to our country and is going to end up in the long run really taking away the Western values and American values that you and I uphold. But when I hear that come from an imam, it really is heartening for me that there is some moderate Muslims.
Yes, I mean, there certainly are. I think with any religion, we see those radical fringes and the more moderate as well, and same with that. And I think Iman spoke absolutely accurately that we need to get to a point where we can select out the bad actors from the good actors. And when we get to that, we will satisfy the American public, and Americans will open their arms as they always have to meet needs. Now, with refugees, and Syria being one of the worst places going on right now, and again, because our president, Barack Obama, drew a red line in the sand and let it wash away and evaporate, and allowed that to escalate into an untenable situation where Christians and non-Muslims are being martyred in a genocide that's going on there and continues to go on. There ought to be places in the region where there are refugee camps where these Syrians and others can go to. And I don't think Americans feel any qualms about letting some of our resource for refugee care go to those camps. But until we have a vetting system in place to bring them in the country, you're accurate, Gary. I mean, we go through every single time we fly stuff that we never had to think about before 9/11, and it holds us up. They check our bags. We can only take certain things. Why is that happening? Because of terrorists. Not because of good people, but because of terrorists. Not because of good Muslims, but because of radical jihadist Muslims. And so we have to get our heads straight. And the media is not helping us because, again, their whining continues because they just don't like the outcome of the election where they were blindsided. But the American people stood up and did what they wanted this time. And so get used to it. Let's move forward together if we can. And I think we'll see some great things happen.
Yeah, awesome. I hope so, too. I hope that the Republicans have the guts to stick by President Trump on this one and let this continue out. And let's, you know, if nothing else, even if all these refugees were top-notch, safe people, I still worry that we're bringing in more people than we have the ability to accommodate. We've already got, what, still 94 million people not in the workforce. And, you know, even if 30 million of those are retired, that still leaves you 60 million looking for work, you know? So I would prefer to see the limits on immigration across the board, not just from Muslims by any stretch of the imagination.
Yep. Well, we're going to see an economy grow here. I think already with just the shot in the arm of hope that came from electing this president and a majority Congress that will work together with him. I think we've seen the most recent economic report that came out yesterday said that January was a real shot in the arm. Now some of the media are saying that's a holdover from the past president. Well, so what? I think people are feeling better. They're starting to reach out. They're starting to expand jobs, and the media says, well, yeah, jobs are expanding, but the income isn't expanding. Well, hey, let's expand the jobs first and get it going, and I think you'll see incomes expand from that also. But we've gone through 8 years of a presidency that didn't understand the free market capitalist system as being the most compassionate but also most successful economic system the world has ever known.
Yeah.
Let's get back to that, and I think we'll see things happen, develop our educational system, prepare people for the workforce jobs that are there, tell people that smart people go to vocational training as well as the four-year institutions, find your sweet spot, be trained in that area, and then participate in the American dream.
Well, you know, I like the late election results that came out this past week. You know, the late election results are in. The economy's going up, and Neil Gorsuch has been nominated for SCOTUS. You know, those are election results.
Yeah, any people, especially some of us conservatives and evangelicals that initially looked at Donald Trump, said, "How can we vote for him?" And I heard that statement all the time.
All the time. That was me.
And I had to go back and say, hey, if you can't look at the person, look at what will take place in a nominating a Supreme Court justice. Wow. This week we saw that result. And Gorsuch is a super, so far, at least what I've seen, what I've read of his decisions, what he's been involved with. This guy is a stellar nominee. And it appears that at least seven Democrats feel somewhat similar in that they've said they will not support a filibuster.
Good. Gorsuch is, oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
On Gorsuch, yeah.
Yeah. Gorsuch is the epitome of proof is in the pudding. You know, it's I've seen a lot of people come over who are still skeptical of Trump, and the Gorsuch thing sealed the deal for them.
Good. Hey, Tim, let me ask you about a funding issue now. So we've heard President Trump talk about defunding sanctuary cities, and I'm looking at a report in front of me that says one in five city residents in Los Angeles alone, that's 20%, are illegal immigrants. Is Congress going to take up anything to help support this maybe the ending of funding for sanctuary cities?
Well, we've already done that. We did that last term, and the bill is already in the hopper to do it again. So we're on track with the president through the legislative process to do that. That, of course, will have to culminate in the appropriations bills that will define how many dollars don't go to these cities. But I think the cities that are thumbing their nose, and some have already backed down, but others are thumbing their nose at it, they'd better get ready. Their people are going to be asking them why there aren't dollars for specific services that they expect. And if they're honest, they're going to have to tell the people, well, we're a sanctuary city. We thought that was more important than abiding by the law. And we never expected the federal government to push back against us to the point of saying, sorry, you made your choice. You're going to have dollars removed from the federal coffers that generally would go to you.
Yeah, and I think that's right here in Washtenaw County. I think we're kind of a sanctuary county, and Ann Arbor, of course, is a sanctuary city, and of course, U of M is a sanctuary campus. It's you know, the lawlessness is. Then we wonder why we've got kids on college campuses wearing the masks. You know, and that's one that bothers me, Tim. Shouldn't there be a law against wearing a mask?
I believe there is.
If we're going to ban a burqa like some countries do, we're out of time already. But, Tim, I want to thank you so much for doing everything that you've done, because you've been a real stellar guy, and I want people to know that you're one of the good guys out there.
Well, thank you. And I just want to remind people, we are going to repeal and replace Obamacare and repair the health care system.
Woo-hoo.
And do it in a transition that doesn't throw people off.
Awesome.
Don't believe the lies that are coming out of the media.
Okay. Well, thank you, Tim. We'll get you again next month, and I appreciate all that you're doing for us.
Have a great month.
You too. And everyone else, go to thedailydrift.com, get the news you need to know, and we'll see you next week.